The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Third Canto, Chapter 27, Text Number 6. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on January 4th, 2015, in Santiago, Chile.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yama Adibi Yoga
Patai
Abhyasan Shadaya Anvita Mai Bhavena Satyena Matkata Shavanena Yamadi Vir Yoga Patair Abhyasan Shadayan Vita Mai Bhavena Satyena Matkata Shravanena Cha Yamadi Vir Yoga Patair Abhyasan Shradayan Vita Mai Bhavena Satyena Matkata Shravanena Cha Yama Adibi. Beginning with Yama. Yoga Patai. By the yoga system. Abhyasan. Practicing. Shodaya. Anvita. With great faith. Mai. Unto me. Bhavena. With devotion. Satyena. Unalloyed. Matkata. Stories about me. Shravanena. By hearing. Cha. And. So today I'll just read all the way through instead of breaking it. That's how I normally like to do it. We'll do it that way today. And then you can read it all in unbroken Spanish. Makes it easier for everybody to follow. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. One has to become faithful by practicing the controlling process of the yoga system and must elevate himself to the platform of unalloyed devotional service by chanting and hearing about me. Purport, yoga is practiced in 8 different stages, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. Yama and niyama means practicing the controlling process by following strict regulations, and asana refers to the sitting postures. These help raise one to the standard of faithfulness in devotional service. The practice of yoga by physical exercises is not the ultimate goal. The real end is to concentrate and control the mind and train oneself to be situated in faithful devotional service. Bhavena or bhava is a very important factor in the practice of yoga or any spiritual practice. Bhava is explained in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Buddha bhava samanvita. One should be absorbed in the thought of love of Krishna. When one knows that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the source of everything and that everything emanates from Him, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Bhagavad Gita 10.8, then one understands the Vedanta aphorism, Janan Janmanyasya Jataha, Bhagavatam 111. the original source of everything. And then he can become absorbed in bhava, or the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. Rupa Goswami explains very nicely in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu how this bhava, or the preliminary stage of love of God, is achieved. He states that first of all, one has to become faithful, shraddhayanvitaha. Faith is attained by controlling the senses, either by yoga practice, following the rules and regulations and practicing the sitting postures, or by engaging directly in bhakti yoga as recommended in the previous verse. Of the 9 different items of bhakti yoga, the first and foremost is to chant and hear about the Lord. This is also mentioned here, matkatra shavanena cha. One may come to the standard of faithfulness by following the rules and regulations of the yoga system, and the same goal can be achieved simply by chanting and hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord. The word cha is significant. Bhakti yoga is direct, and the other process is indirect. But even if the indirect process is taken, there is no success unless one comes fully to the direct process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Therefore, the word satyena is used here. In this connection, Swami Sridhar comments that satyena means nishkapatena, without duplicity. The impersonalists are full of duplicity. Sometimes they pretend to execute devotional service, but their ultimate aim is to become one with the Supreme. This is duplicity, kapata. The Bhagavatam does not allow this duplicity. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated, Paramo Nirmatsaranam, Bhagavatam 1.1.2. This treatise, Srimad Bhagavatam, is meant for those who are completely free from envy. The same point is again stressed here, unless one is completely faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages himself in the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, there is no possibility for liberation. So in this verse, and in actually the purport especially, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the 8 different stages of the yoga system. So one might think, well, my devotional service isn't going so well. Maybe I should switch over to the yoga system.
Quizás ahora cambie por el sistema de yoga.
And that way becomes self-realized.
Y eso significa,
But before doing that, I would advise one to see what Lord Brahma says about that yoga system. In the Brahma Samhita. Pantastukoti shata vatsara sampragyam yo vai yoratapi manaso munipun kavanam. So piyasti yat prapapachin javachin yatat ve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and take themselves to the process of pranayama. By drilling the respiration, by practicing the breathing, or by the jnanis, who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman, by the process of elimination of the mundane, negating the mundane,
por el proceso de eliminar todo lo mundano.
Over thousands and millions of years.
Por medio de miles o millones de años.
So the point is this.
Así que el punto es este.
The yogis and the jnanis,
los jnanis y los yogis,
they achieve their perfection.
Ellos alcanzan la perfección.
After thousands and millions of years.
Después de miles o millones de años.
Would you like to wait that long?
¿Ustedes quieren esperar tanto tiempo?
To get out of the sufferings of material existence?
Para salir de los sufrimientos de la existencia.
Thousands and millions of years, you have no problem waiting.
No tiene ningún problema en esperar miles y millones de años.
And another point is this.
Y otro punto es este.
As elucidated by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in his purport to this verse,
como dice Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur,
they don't actually attain the lotus feet.
Que no alcanzan los pies de lotus feet.
They just come in the precincts, in the neighborhood of the lotus feet. They don't actually touch them. They get close, but they can't actually touch them.
Es como que llegan cerca del vecindario, llegan cerca de los pies del loto del Señor, pero realmente no los alcanzan.
So for thousands and millions of years, they're doing the breathing exercises, the asanas, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, they gradually progress, you see.
Es como que después de miles y miles y millones de años, quizás gradualmente progresen.
And even after all that,
y, e incluso después de todo eso,
they still haven't got the lotus feet of the Lord. They still haven't achieved the lotus feet of the Lord. So I ask you, is that very intelligent thing to do?
Así que yo les pregunto, ¿esto es algo muy inteligente de hacer?
To take to the process of the asanas, the breathing exercises, is that intelligent?
¿Es inteligente tomar el proceso de asanas, de respiración?
No, it's a foolish thing to do.
No, es algo muy tonto de hacer.
Similarly, the path of Jnana Yoga, you see.
Similarmente, el camino del Jnana Yoga.
Their system is to eliminate all the mundane. It's called neti neti.
Neti neti, el sistema de eliminación mundana.
The absolute truth is not this, it's not that, it's not this, it's not that. Negate, 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 negate.
Como que niega, niega, niega la verdad absoluta. No es esto, no es esto, no es esto, no es esto.
But that process is still within the material nature.
Pero ese proceso incluso está dentro de la naturaleza material.
Within the material nature, they're trying to negate the material nature.
Dentro de la naturaleza material, quieren separarse de la naturaleza material.
That doesn't actually elevate to the transcendental platform.
Por eso mismo esto no los eleva a la plataforma trascendental.
And a semblance of the transcendental platform is there.
La plataforma trascendental está ahí.
But it's not the genuine transcendental platform.
Pero realmente no es la verdadera plataforma trascendental.
This is why Bhagavatam says vimukti maninas.
Esto lo dice el Srimad Bhagavatam, vimukti maninas.
It's liberation of the mind only.
Es solo la liberación de la mente.
They think they're liberated.
Ellos piensan que están liberados.
Yes, now I am Brahman.
Ellos piensan, sí, ahora soy Brahman.
Om, now I am Brahman.
Om, ahora soy Brahman.
Is it? But actually, it's just a mental conception.
Pero realmente es solo una concepción mental.
Therefore, patanti yadho, they fall back down again into material existence.
Caen de nuevo, por eso mismo ellos caen de nuevo a la existencia material.
So why waste your time trying to do yoga, the yoga system, or the jnana yoga system? Why not just take directly to bhakti?
Así que ¿por qué perder el tiempo con el
this
jnana
is
yoga o el
muy inteligente, very intelligent thing to do, you see.
Hagan algo muy inteligente y entréguense al proceso de bhakti.
Engage yourself directly in the devotional service of Krishna.
Entrense directamente al servicio de Krishna.
Sarva dharman paritjarja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshishami ma shuchah. Immediately, you see.
Inmediatamente, ¿ven?
Krishna says mokshishami ma shuchah. Sarva papebhyo mokshishami. Immediately I take away your sin.
Dice, inmediatamente les liberaré de todos los pecados.
It's such a nice process.
Es un proceso tan hermoso.
You just chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You bow down before Krishna. You bow down before Guru. You bow down before
Prabhupada.
You engage your mind, body, and words in their service. And immediately you're on the transcendental platform. You don't have to wait for millions of years. Instant liberation. As soon as you take up the mood of devotional service, immediately you're already a liberated soul.
Inmediatamente cuando ustedes capten el humor del servicio emocional estarán liberados.
Just like It's described that by, simply by seeing Lord Jagannath in the Ratri Yatra festival, you become instantly liberated.
Incluso por ver al Señor Jagannath en el Ratri Yatra, ustedes están instantáneamente liberados.
Then my people are engaged, after they see the Ratri Yatra, they're still karmis, one could ask.
Pero ¿por qué las personas que incluso van al Ratri Yatra todavía siguen siendo karmis?
Well, they gave up their liberation.
Bueno, es porque en realidad están
This is called Hati Snan, the elephant bath. After the elephant takes his bath in the water, what does he do when he comes back to the land? To dry off, he rolls in the dirt. So it's a fact, just by chanting Hare Krishna, you're immediately liberated. You see? But if you're like the worm that was removed from the stool, but then when you let go of the worm, it went crawling back to the stool, you see, then we have problems.
Que sacamos al gusano del excremento y tan pronto lo ponemos en el piso va de nuevo hacia el excremento.
Each one of us has a very, very big problem. Grande problema. We have a big problem. Each one of us has a very big problem.
Cada uno de nosotros tiene un gran problema.
Each one of us thinks, I am the center of the universe.
Todos nosotros pensamos, soy el centro del universo.
Everything revolves around me.
Todo gira en torno a mí.
This is called egocentrism.
Esto se llama egocentrismo.
We are all a bunch of egocentric nuts.
Somos como unos tontos egocentristas.
Crazy people.
Gente loca.
Who think we're the center of the universe.
Pensamos que somos el centro del universo.
But if you're the center of the universe, why do you have to go to the bathroom, the toilet?
Pero si ustedes son el centro del universo, entonces ¿por qué van al baño?
Why do you have to worry about earning a living?
Porque usted se tiene que preocupar en las cosas básicas de la vida.
So we're not the center of the universe.
Así que no somos el centro.
We're not the supreme controllers.
No somos los supremos controladores.
Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna es el supremo controlador.
Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha. Krishna is the supreme controller.
Krishna es el supremo controlador.
So instead of fighting with Krishna, instead of competing with him to be the supreme, just bow down to Krishna.
Entonces, en vez de competir con Krishna por quién es el supremo, inclínense.
My dear Lord, you are the supreme. I bow down to you. Now let me simply serve you. That's all.
Simplemente inclínense y diga, no, señor supremo, quiero servirte a ti.
This is intelligence.
Esto es inteligencia.
Instead of trying to have fight a war of supremacy with the supreme, see if you can become more powerful than him. Just bow down to Krishna.
En vez de tener esa como esa guerra tonta de luchar con el absoluto, quién es superior, inclínense ante Krishna.
We have to wake up from the modes of nature.
Tenemos que despertar de las modalidades de la naturaleza.
You see, we have to become alert.
Tenemos que estar alertas.
Because the modes are pulling us into the darkness of ignorance.
Porque las modalidades nos están atrayendo a la oscuridad.
In which we dream that we're the center of the universe.
Es solo un sueño de que somos el centro del universo.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is singing.
Entonces, canta.
Jeev Jago, Jeev Gago. Wake up, you living entities, wake up.
Jeev Jago, despierta en ti, viviente.
You see, how long have you slept in the lap of the witch Maya?
¿Cuánto tiempo estuvieron dormidos en el regazo de la bruja Maya?
For millions of lifetimes, we've slept in the lap of the Maya witch.
Por millones de años estuvimos durmiendo en el regazo de la bruja Maya.
Thinking I am the center of the universe.
Pensando yo soy el centro del universo.
There's nobody more wonderful than me.
No hay nadie más maravilloso que yo.
We've gone on this illusion.
Todo esto es una ilusión.
And it's carried us through 8,400,000 species.
Y la venimos trayendo por 8,400,000 especies.
We've been elephants.
Fuimos elefantes.
Birds.
Pajaritos.
Fish.
Pescaditos.
Cactus.
Cactus.
So many, we've gone through all these species. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavara Lakshavinshati. There's so many millions of different species. We've been through every one of them trying to squeeze some enjoyment out of this material world.
Fuimos cada una de esas 8,400,000 especies de vida tratando de exprimir un poquito del disfrute de este mundo material.
But I ask you this, how much enjoyment is there in this material world?
Pero ahora yo les pregunto, ¿qué tanto disfrute hay en este mundo material?
Is there a lot of enjoyment?
¿Hay mucho?
Is there a little enjoyment?
¿Hay poquito?
No, there is absolutely zero enjoyment in this material world.
No, no hay mucho ni poco, absolutamente cero disfrute en este mundo.
But we are so stupid, though.
Pero somos muy estúpidos.
We want to try to squeeze pleasure out of this material world.
Y queremos tratar de exprimir un poco de placer de este mundo.
It's like trying to squeeze blood out of a rock.
Es como que quiero tratar de exprimir.
It doesn't make any sense, but that's what we do every day.
Eso es lo que hacemos todos los días.
You can see all the people in Santiago running here, running there, trying to squeeze some pleasure of this material sense gratification.
Podemos ver la gente acá en todo Santiago que están corriendo acá para allá tratando de exprimir un poquito de placer de este mundo material.
Punak punash charvita charvana nam, chewing the chewed, you see.
Punak punash charvita charvana nam, masticando.
They've been trying to squeeze pleasure out of sex life.
Tratando de exprimir un poco de placer de esta vida.
But there's no real pleasure there.
Pero no hay placer.
They've been trying to please squeeze pleasure out of the tongue.
Tratan de escurrir un poco de placer a través de la lengua.
But there's no real pleasure there.
Pero no hay verdadero placer ahí.
Some may say, well, how you can say there's no pleasure? I like sex. It's fun.
Pero la verdad que puede decir, pero ¿cómo no hay placer en el sexo?
I like to eat in the restaurant. I like those Big Mac hamburgers. It's really great. I have a great time eating them.
Como que la paso muy bien comiendo esas grandes hamburguesas en el restaurante.
How you can say there's no pleasure there?
¿Cómo puedes decir que no hay placer ahí?
Here's how I can say it.
Esto es lo que puedo decir.
Because you're satisfying that which is not you.
Pero aquello que estás satisfaciendo no es a realidad.
All you're doing is gratifying the covering of the self, the body. You're not gratifying yourself.
Pero realmente no te estás gratificando a ti, simplemente estás gratificando la cubierta del cuerpo que no eres tú.
You're sitting down at a dinner and you're only putting your shirt sleeve in the soup. You, the living being, are getting zero satisfaction from that eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Zero satisfaction.
Para la entidad viviente que son ustedes, hay 0% de satisfacción en dormir, comer, defenderse y aparearse.
You are simply imagining that you're getting some pleasure from it, that's all.
Simplemente están imaginando que tienen un poco de placer de eso.
Therefore, it's called Maya Sukaya, illusory happiness.
Por eso se dice Maya Sukaya, una felicidad ilusoria.
You're not getting even a little pinch of happiness from that.
Ni siquiera pueden obtener una pizca de felicidad.
If you want actual happiness,
si quieren verdadera felicidad,
you have to come out of the illusion.
Tienen que salir de la ilusión.
You have to come out of the confusion.
Tiene que salir de la confusión.
In which you think that you are that body. You have to come out of it, kick it out.
De pensar de que ustedes son este cuerpo. Tienen que patear eso.
I'm not this body.
No soy este cuerpo.
I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I'm a spiritual being.
Soy un eterno sirviente de Krishna, un ser espiritual.
Therefore, let me engage in my actual nature.
Por eso tiene que dar, por favor, ocúpenme en el
as the eternal servant of Krishna. You see, this is intelligent. One should take advice from enlightened souls. Those who can see Krishna at every minute. Like Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. We should take the guidance of these great enlightened personalities and fully absorb ourselves in devotional service 24 hours a day. And then we can relish the sweetest nectar in every minute. Whether you're at the temple, whether you're at home, whether you're in the commute, whether you're in commuting, like in the bus, whether you're at work, whether you're at school, wherever you may be, if you will surrender yourself to Guru and Krishna, you will taste the highest bliss at every minute. You just have to be clean. You have to be honest and clean in your heart. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to follow the orders of my spiritual master faithfully. In all times, places, and circumstances. I'm going to be strict. I'm not going to deviate.
No me voy a desviar.
Now, sometimes we see in ISKCON as the people think, well, if you're strict, you're a fanatic. You shouldn't be so strict. I mean, it's not good to be so strict. You know?
No, no es bueno ser tan estricto. No tienes que ser tan estricto.
Better to be loose.
Mejor déjate como, déjate llevar un poquitito.
But that's a cause for fall down, according to Rupa Goswami.
Pero según Rupa Goswami, eso es una causa de caída.
One who does not strictly follow the rules and regulations, he falls down from Krishna consciousness. Niyam agraha, you see. One who is loose and following the principles, they fall down from Krishna consciousness. Now it's also that same term, niyam agraha, means if someone is follows, strictly follows, but doesn't know why he's doing that, that's also going to lead to fall down.
Otra causa de caída de Niyamagraha es seguir las reglas y regulaciones simplemente por seguirlas, sin saber por qué se siguen.
So we shouldn't be blind followers.
No tenemos que ser seguidores ciegos.
Nor should we be loose followers.
No tenemos que ser seguidores como flojitos.
The proper position is to be a strict follower who knows why he's doing this.
Lo perfecto es seguir al pie de la letra estrictamente las reglas y regulaciones y entender por qué se está haciendo.
Why am I getting up early in the morning?
¿Por qué me levanto temprano por la mañana?
Why am I putting tilak on my body?
¿Por qué me pongo tilak en el cuerpo?
Why am I putting on a sari or a dhoti?
¿Por qué me pongo un sari o un dhoti?
Why am I shaving?
¿Por qué me afeito la cabeza?
Some initiated devotees now, they don't even keep their face shaved.
Los devotos iniciados deben tener la cabeza
Prabhupada la barba afeitada. Before initiation is another thing, but after diksha, the rule is you must always stay clean shaved face. That's Prabhupada's orders.
La instrucción de Shila Prabhupada es que después de tomar diksha, siempre tenga la cabeza y la cara afeitada.
So now some devotees, it's a new fashion to keep the beard, you see. It's not the Prabhupada very strongly preached against this.
Shila Prabhupada predicaba muy en contra de esto, de tener, ahora hoy en día se usa como la barba. Está muy en contra de la barba.
Now it's becoming a fashion in ISKCON to become loose.
Ahora es como una nueva moda en ISKCON, como dejarse ir un poquito. ¿Sabes?
Grow a little beard.
Un poco de barba.
Have a little illicit sex with my wife.
Tener un poquito de sexo ilícito con mi esposa.
The standard is, unless you're trying to have a child, you must be a strict brahmachari, even if you're a grihastha.
La regla es que incluso si ustedes están casados no tienen que tener vida sexual, tienen que ser unos brahmacharis estrictos,
The householder is under the similar rules and regulations as a sannyasi.
El grihastha, la persona que vive en la casa, tiene que seguir las reglas y regulaciones de, incluso de los sannyasis.
Regarding not indulging in sex.
No involucrarse en vida sexual.
Unless he is trying to produce a child.
Salvo en el caso de que quiere concebir un hijo.
He is strict brahmachari, just like a sannyasi.
Si es estrictamente como un brahmachari, es como un sannyasi.
That is grihastha.
Eso significa grihastha.
So on ISKCON, we see our standards becoming they're becoming very blurred and very loose in many situations.
Hoy en día en ISKCON, entonces sus estándares se están dejando como pasar.
This will ruin our society. We cannot go on like this, deviating from Srila Prabhupada.
No podemos dejar, no podemos estar dejarnos desviar o dejarnos ir de las instrucciones.
We should strictly follow.
Tenemos que seguir
with the knowledge and the understanding why we are doing this.
Tenemos que seguir estrictamente, pero tenemos que entender por qué las estamos haciendo.
So then one will ask, well, why are we doing this?
Bueno, entonces tengo que pensar, ¿cómo vamos a seguir eso?
We're doing this to help us to be Krishna conscious.
Tenemos que hacerlo para, porque esto nos ayuda a desarrollar nuestra conciencia de Krishna.
What is the proper way to introduce the rules and regulations to a new devotee? What is the proper way to introduce our regulated principles to somebody who is new?
¿Cómo es la manera apropiada de presentar todas estas reglas y regulaciones a una persona que es nueva?
The way to introduce it is this.
La manera
Let them get a taste for the nectar of the name.
La manera de presentarlo es, primero esa persona nueva, déjenle saborear un placer en el canto de Santo.
Let them relish the kirtan.
Dejen que se relacione con los kirtan.
Let them relish the prasadam.
Dejen que se relacione con el prasadam.
And when they actually are tasting this great satisfaction,
y cuando saboreen o sientan el placer de esta gran, por esta gran satisfacción,
the holy name of Krishna,
el santo nombre de Krishna,
the holy prasad of Krishna,
el santo prasad de Krishna,
and then feeling, oh, this Krishna consciousness is so wonderful.
Oh, y cuando piensen, esta conciencia de Krishna es algo tan maravilloso.
How can I get more and more Krishna consciousness?
¿Cómo puedo tener más y más conciencia de Krishna?
Then we say, well, if you follow these rules, you'll become even more Krishna conscious.
Bueno, en ese momento le decimos, bueno, si usted sigue todas estas reglas y regulaciones, usted puede ser más consciente de Krishna.
No illicit sex.
No sexo ilícito.
No meat eating.
No coman carne.
No intoxication.
No se intoxiquen.
And no gambling.
Y no jueguen.
Because these four activities cover your Krishna consciousness.
Estas cuatro actividades cubren tu conciencia de Krishna.
If you engage in any one of these activities, you're covering your Krishna consciousness.
Si ustedes se involucran en cualquiera de estas cuatro actividades, están cubriendo su conciencia de Krishna.
So if one will chant Hare Krishna,
así que uno canta Hare Krishna,
and avoid these four sinful activities,
y evita estas cuatro tipos de actividades pecaminosas,
then one will make very, very rapid progress on the pathway back to Godhead.
Y de esa manera ustedes hacen un rápido proceso en el sendero de conciencia de Krishna.
So in this way we always emphasize that Krishna consciousness is the principle behind everything that we do.
Así que nosotros enfatizamos que despertar la conciencia de Krishna está detrás de todo paso, de toda regla que seguimos.
We never follow rules for the sake of following rules.
No seguimos reglas y regulaciones solo por seguirlas.
We follow rules for the sake of increasing our Krishna consciousness.
Seguimos las reglas y regulaciones por el bien de despertar nuestra conciencia de Krishna.
Because we are greedy for Krishna consciousness.
Porque somos codiciosos por conciencia de Krishna.
We're getting so much nectar from Krishna consciousness.
Tenemos tanto néctar de la conciencia de Krishna.
Now we want more, more, more.
Ahora queremos más y más.
He's like a businessman, you see.
Es como un hombre de negocio, ¿eh?
He's become a millionaire, now he's becoming all greedy for more money, more money, more money.
Se hace millonario y se vuelve avaricioso porque era más dinero, más.
Now,
dinero.
Millionaire is not good enough.
Ahora ser millonario no es suficiente.
And now he's become billionaire, you
see. Ahora quiero ser millonario.
So in this way we should be like a businessman in our Krishna consciousness.
De esta manera tenemos que ser como este hombre millonario en conciencia de Krishna.
Now I have to advance more and more and more and more in Krishna consciousness.
Ahora tengo que querer avanzar más y más y más y más en Krishna.
Now I am tasting great happiness and bliss by chanting and by serving Krishna.
Por servir y cantar el santo nombre de Krishna estoy saboreando algo muy dulce.
But I want more bliss. I want more nectar. I want more bhakti.
Pero quiero más néctar, quiero más bhakti, quiero más placer.
In this way, lalyam or greediness becomes the driving force for a devotee to advance in Krishna consciousness.
De esta manera, lalyam se convierte en la fuerza motora del devoto para adquirir
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Ahora puedo preguntar si alguien tiene alguna pregunta que realizar.
Yes.
You said that one who does not follow strictly the rules and regulations of bhakti, they will fall down. But aren't they fallen?
So the question is, if someone. She's saying that I said that if you don't follow the rules and regulations, you'll fall down. And she's saying, well, aren't they already fallen? Yes, they are already fallen.
Dice que Sankarsham Dasarikari dijo, si tú no sigues las reglas y regulaciones en el camino del sendero de conciencia de Krishna, vas a caer. Pero la madre dice, pero las personas que no siguen estrictamente, en realidad ya están caídos.
Next question.
Fue como una...
Yes, Bhakta Karim.
Gayatri Mantra. I'm no initiate, but when I listen, I feel very comfortable, like very familiar for me. That's why I chanting so many times.
Chanting what?
Gayatri Mantra.
You're not supposed to chant it yet. That's for Brahmins. Not necessary.
Él le preguntó que escuchaba un tiempo. él todavía no está iniciado, pero escuchó el mantra Gayatri y como que practicaba el mantra Gayatri.
Actually, Hare Krishna is sufficient for going back to Ganem.
Y en realidad está diciendo, bueno, él dijo que en realidad eso es solamente para los brahmanas. Y él dice que cantar con Hare Krishna en realidad basta para ir al mundo espiritual.
So you should qualify yourself to get initiated. So if you have desire to chant Gayatri, then you should go through the proper way. Don't concoct your own method of chanting Gayatri. You go through the standard process. Qualify for first initiation, second initiation, then your Gayatri mantra will be potent. Otherwise, it's not potent.
Dice, no es potente. Tú tienes que seguir por el estándar que se ha establecido. No inventes tus propios estándares. Y primero tienes que esforzarte para iniciarte, luego te esfuerzas para tomar segunda iniciación y ahí vas a tener el Gayatri mantra.
Actually, Hare Krishna is Maha Mantra. Gayatri is not Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna is Maha Mantra.
El Maha, en realidad, ustedes tienen que entender que el Maha Mantra es el Maha Mantra. El Gayatri Mantra no es el Maha Mantra.
It's like at the time of death, it's recommended to have a Hare Krishna Kirtan, not Gayatri Kirtan.
En el momento de la muerte se recomienda que tengan un Maha Mantra Kirtan, no un Gayatri Kirtan.
Did Prabhupada think, well, let me chant Gayatri at the time of death? Prabhupada engaged his disciples in Hare Krishna Kirtan.
No, ellos ocupaban sus discípulos en el Maha Mantra Hare Krishna.
Not that I need to be chanting Gayatri at the time of death.
No le dijo, canten el Gayatri Mantra en el momento de la muerte.
Okay, next question.
Así que alguna otra
yes.
pregunta.
A veces un devoto puede, su desarrollo espiritual puede esforzarse por practicar servicios devocionales en un ideal, en su ideal.
Sometimes a devotee can practice the devotional service with an ideal regulation to make.
Pero a veces puede, ese devoto puede debilitarse y no puede seguir y puede sentir no estoy capacitado para esto.
But sometimes the devotee may feel I'm not capacitated, I can't follow the rules and regulations because I'm weak.
Okay.
Y eso ha pasado.
This happened in the past.
If someone cannot follow, then they should
can't follow because he's weak.
If someone is not able to follow, they shouldn't take initiation. That's the first thing.
Bueno, la mejor cosa a hacer es que si no puede seguirlo, que no se haya iniciado esa persona.
Because it's a great burden on the spiritual master if someone takes initiation they don't follow.
Porque es una gran carga para el maestro espiritual de aquella persona que es iniciada y no sigue las reglas y regulaciones.
Eso ocurre cuando son iniciados,
iniciado.
Entonces, ¿cómo podemos se puede convivir, se puede armonizar, se puede tolerar, se puede ser misericordioso con aquellos devotos que quizás no pueden seguir el ideal, la conciencia de Cristo?
¿Pero están iniciados o...?
Están iniciados.
Está ahí. He said that even brahmanas and even initiated devotees can follow the four rules.
They should have never taken initiation.
No tienen que tomar iniciación.
Prabhupada said anybody who takes initiation and they don't follow the vows, they're an animal, they're not even a human being.
Dice que aquella persona que no sigue los cuatro principios regulativos son animales, no son seres humanos.
A human being will keep his word.
Un ser humano mantiene su palabra.
I gave my word to my spiritual master, I will follow these, therefore I as a human being, I must honestly keep my word.
Un ser humano dice, yo le di mi voto, mi palabra, mi maestro espiritual, voy a mantener mi palabra, si no es un animal.
Someone who doesn't follow their vow, they are cheaters.
Aquel que no sigue su voto es simplemente un farsante.
They're not keeping their own promise.
No,
they're not honest people, they're dishonest cheaters.
Son unos tramposos deshonestos.
Doesn't matter, weak or strong. I made this promise. I may be a weak person, it doesn't matter. I promised the guru I will not break these principles, therefore I must keep my word, whether I'm weak or strong, doesn't matter. I must keep my word and that's it, finished.
Uno tiene que decir, no importa si soy débil, no importa, yo leí mi palabra, mi promesa, mi maestro espiritual, y yo lo voy a seguir, pase lo que pase, no importa que sea débil, sí o sí, y basta, se termina con el tema. Como que esa persona tiene que decir eso.
Ok.
He said that, well, we'll be a little few devotees.
That's all right. Better to have Ekachandra. One moon can lighten the whole sky.
Ekachandra. Es preferible tener solamente una luna en el firmamento.
Better to maintain the standard, just have one or two initiated devotees, let everybody else be uninitiated.
Bueno, es preferible tener uno o dos iniciados y que haya un montón de personas no iniciadas.
And to spoil the standard of what it means to be an initiated devotee.
Que despilfarren el estándar de lo que significa la iniciación.
It's, initiated devotee means a very, very high standard.
Un devoto iniciado tiene que tener un estándar muy, muy elevado.
Initiated devotees, they are the Brahman class.
Los devotos iniciados están dentro de la clase de las brahmanas.
They are the spiritual masters of the whole world.
Son los maestros espirituales de todo el mundo.
So, the spiritual masters have to be very careful.
Así que el maestro espiritual tiene que ser muy cuidadoso.
They should only give initiation to those who are very, very determined to keep their vows.
Tiene que darle iniciación a aquellos devotos que son muy, muy determinados en seguir sus votos.
We don't need many, many followers.
No necesitamos muchos seguidores.
Better to have a few very dedicated followers than 1,000 loose rascals.
Loose ones can drag the spiritual master down also.
Yeah.
Dice que preferible tener algunos pocos fuertes devotos que tener unos miles de tontos que nos siguen.
Spiritual master is dragged down by the sins of his disciples. He can be put in great difficulty from the sins of his disciples.
La madre dijo que si un maestro espiritual tiene discípulos que nos siguen, eso puede ser causa de caída para el maestro espiritual.
He can have severe health problems.
Puede tener grandes problemas de salud el maestro espiritual.
So one should not, just out of kindness of one's Guru Maharaj, one should strictly follow these principles.
Tenemos que ser conscientes de esto y seguir las cosas por nuestro Guru Maharaj.
Next question.
Próxima pregunta.
Yes.
Sí. En ISKCON había mencionado el Prabhu que se había introducido diferentes formas de llevar la conciencia de Krishna, barba o el pelo largo, u otras cosas que dice que se han vuelto malas prácticas. ¿De qué manera nosotros como comunidad podemos armonizar con diferentes tipos de devotos donde hay líderes distintos, donde hay devotos distintos, donde hay cultura o idiosincrasia distinta? ¿De qué manera podríamos armonizar?
How we can live together with devotees who follow the relative principles, with mustache, no mustache, with hair, no hair, following, no following, how we can live with our community.
Well, we can...
Leaders who...
We can give them a nice present, and we can give them a shaving cream and a razor blade as a gift. I'd like to give you a present, Prabhu, as a gift. Here's a can of shaving cream and a razor blade. I'd like to give you a present.
Bueno, a esa persona hay que decirle, bueno, Prabhu, te tengo un regalo hermoso. Tomá una espuma de afeitar y una maquinita para afeitar.
Mi pregunta tiene que ver porque hay líderes de ISKCON que también no dicen que estas cosas son secundarias, por ende no enfatizan esta manera estricta de llevar la conciencia de Krishna. Sino que a eso me refiero, de que en el ámbito de ISKCON también hay diferentes tipos de líderes. Entonces, ¿cómo podemos armonizar y convivir con todas estas ideas?
He said that even in ISKCON, the leader of ISKCON had the idea, that thing is secondary. Mustache, no mustache, hair, no hair.
Who's the leader of ISKCON?
Bueno, ¿quién es el líder de ISKCON?
Who is the leader of ISKCON?
¿Quién es el líder de ISKCON?
What's his name?
¿Cómo se llama el líder de ISKCON?
Tell me the name of the leader of ISKCON.
¿Cómo es el nombre del líder de ISKCON?
What's his name? His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He has clearly stated that the beards of the devotees should not keep the beards and mustaches.
Él dice claramente que no, el devoto no debe tener ni barba ni bigote.
So are you a follower of Prabhupada or you're a follower of Kali? Who's your leader, Prabhupada or the personality of Kali?
¿Quién es tu líder? ¿Shila Prabhupada o la personalidad de Kali?
Prabhupada said we have disciples of Kali in this movement.
Srila Prabhupada dice que tenemos incluso en nuestro movimiento discípulos de la madre Kali.
So who are we going to follow, Prabhupada, or are we going to follow somebody else? You can follow wherever you want, but I'm going to follow Prabhupada.
Ustedes pueden seguir a quien quieren,
Si puede, si quiere seguir a los discípulos de Maya dentro de nuestro movimiento o seguir a los discípulos.
They want to follow somebody else, that's their business, but I'm going to follow Srila Prabhupada.
Bueno, si ustedes quieren seguir a quien quieran, síganlo, yo quiero seguir a Srila Prabhupada.
The thing is, if others don't want to follow, why that should bother you?
La pregunta es si ellos no quieren seguir eso.
Your business is to follow Srila Prabhupada and go back to Godhead.
¿Qué te importa que ellos no sigan? Tu deber es
if others want to deviate, that's their problem.
Bueno, si ellos quieren desviarse, ese es su problema.
Why I should? I'll continue. It's like I posted an article on the ISKCON news site about Prabhupada, all the quotes from Prabhupada against beard and mustaches. I took all the quotes from Prabhupada, I posted it on the internet.
Él como en una página web como que publicó en ISKCON News que un montón de artículos y conferencias de Srila Prabhupada predicando en contra de la barba y el bigote.
One devotee became very angry. He said, why don't you mind your own business, he told me.
Un devoto se enojó mucho y dice, ¿por qué no te metes tú en tus propios asuntos? Le dijo.
Well, I'm sorry, it is my business.
Y dijo, bueno, perdoname, pero en realidad sí.
I am a disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Yo soy un discípulo de Srila Prabhupada.
And it's my duty to see that in this movement his instructions are followed.
Y es mi deber como discípulo ver que las instrucciones de mi maestro espiritual en nuestro movimiento se sigan tal como fueron dichas.
And if devotees don't like it, then I guess I think they're in the wrong movement.
Y si a los devotos que les digo eso no les gusta, que ¿para qué están en nuestro movimiento?
In this movement, we follow Prabhupada. We don't follow something else.
En nuestro movimiento seguimos a Srila Prabhupada, no seguimos alguna otra cosa.
Yes.
Yo un poco comparto la pregunta, como la continúo. Por ejemplo, en nuestro movimiento para tomar iniciación hay que tomar el curso para discípulos. Y en el curso para discípulos, por ejemplo, se explica que uno puede seguir básicamente los cuatro principios y con el tiempo volverse más estricto hasta llegar a un ideal. Entonces, en ese sentido, ¿cómo? O sea, tenemos que sí o sí tomar el curso para discípulos, pero a la vez pasa esto, ¿no? Entiendo lo que dice Maharaj de obviamente seguir la instrucción de Prabhupada.
He said that here is the disciple course, to be initiated, but in this course they say that you have to follow the basic four regulative principles, mm-hmm, and chant the 16 rounds.
Yes.
And then after that, with time, you get more serious.
A devotee becomes more serious every day.
After that, after the initiation. In time,
if he's an honest person, yes, he will be more serious. If he's an honest man, he'll be very, very serious. I've made this promise to Guru and Krishna. Now I must do it. He'll be very serious. That's about it.
Una persona dice, bueno, alguien realmente serio dice, bueno, yo le prometí esto a mi Guru Maharaj y voy a hacerlo y voy a hablar de cada vez más serio y serio.
That's right.
Sí, pero uno puede seguir básicamente los cuatro principios y con el tiempo volverse cada vez más estricto.
¿Pero qué es seguir básicamente?
Por ejemplo,
¿qué significa seguir básicamente?
Por ejemplo, lo que se habla en el curso para discípulos es, por ejemplo, el tema de la intoxicación. Uno puede intoxicarse con drogas, pero por ejemplo puede... Quizá algunos están muy apegados a tomar mate, por ejemplo, en Argentina. O con el tema del sexo ilícito, por ejemplo, se explicaba que hay 50% de las citas de Prabhupada que dice solo para procrear y el otro porcentaje es para dentro de la pareja. Entonces, por ejemplo,
in the disciple course they teach that
what do they teach?
some quotes of Srila Prabhupada say 15% of the quotes say you it's alright to have sex in the married life, and
only for procreation.
No, he said that in this course they say 50% is Srila Prabhupada said you can have sex in married life, and another 50% said the best thing is have sex for procreation.
That means the course is wrong. They're not presenting Prabhupada's teachings. That means the course is deviating from Prabhupada.
ese curso no está bien, ese curso está desviándose de las instrucciones de Srila Prabhupada.
If the course is teaching you that you can have illicit sex, this course is should not be taught in ISKCON. It's deviating from Prabhupada's teachings.
Ese curso simplemente está desviando de las enseñanzas de Srila Prabhupada.
Entonces, ¿cómo podemos armonizar qué es lo que pregunta el devoto cuando pasan esas cosas? O sea, nosotros entendemos qué es lo que dice Prabhupada, pero si las autoridades dicen que tienen supuestamente más conocimiento, más mejor que nosotros, nos dicen, no, 50% dice esto, 50% dice lo otro.
Another thing that they say the course is, is the principle of intoxication. Well, the basic principle is no drugs, but you can take some tea, and here is como un té, el mate.
Sí.
Bueno. It's all right to have tea or Coca-Cola.
Are you kidding? What rascals are teaching this crud? This is nonsense. It's a deviation from Prabhupada. What rascals are teaching this in ISKCON, that you can take caffeine? This is completely bogus. Throw out this rascal course. This is nonsense.
Dijo que clase de tontos, sinvergüenza, hipócritas están como dando este curso. Es algo totalmente fuera de las instrucciones de Srila Prabhupada.
Non-caffeinated soft drinks. Prabhupada took 7-Up in New York. You can take 7-Up or Sprite. If it has no caffeine, it's okay. But you cannot take Coca-Cola, you can take herbal tea, but you cannot take caffeine, it's strictly prohibited. Anybody who's taking caffeine, they're not a follower of Srila Prabhupada, and anybody who's teaching it should not be allowed to preach in this movement.
Cualquier persona que está enseñando que se puede tomar cafeína, cualquier persona que enseña lo contrario, no tiene que ser un líder, no sigue las instrucciones de Srila Prabhupada y no tiene que ser ningún predicador, no puede estar como predicador en nuestro movimiento.
Sí, Maharaj, sorry, yo tomé el curso para discípulos y no escuché eso que tú señalas. O sea, no, yo tomé el curso y al menos cuando en el grupo que yo lo tomé, no, nunca escuché que los principios eran esto o esta cosa, sino que quedó bastante claro que eran los cuatro principios regulativos en todo aspecto. Al menos esa fue mi experiencia en el curso. ¿Me puedes decir la manera?
Sí, la cafeína yo no escuché.
¿Eh?
Cafeína no.
Pero ¿y el mate tiene cafeína? Es lo mismo. Tiene mateína.
Es
lo
mismo con el
mate.
¿Puedes decir la manera?
El mate es como un estimulante. Cobra, es estimulante.
Es estimulante.
Es estimulante.
Es
mate.
Pero es como tiene como un mate.
Sí,
pero
es
algo mismo.
Es distinto.
No es un curso.
Pero es.
Well, what's he saying?
He said that he take the course, but he said that in his experience with the course, they never said that.
Well, that's good. Then maybe the course, if they're not saying that, then the course is okay.
Bueno, si realmente no dicen eso, el curso está bien.
But if the course is teaching you, you can have caffeine, you can have illicit sex, and then the course should be thrown out. That's all I'm saying.
Si el curso dice que es lo único que está diciendo, si realmente el curso dice que se puede tener sexo ilícito en la pareja.
Any course in ISKCON must be according to Prabhupada's teachings. If they teach something different, throw it out.
Si el curso se rige por las instrucciones de Srila Prabhupada, tienen que tomarlo. Si están en contra de las instrucciones de Srila Prabhupada, simplemente tírenlo a la basura.
Okay, this gentleman back here. Yeah.
Course may be given by the GBC or higher authorities, but the preacher who is giving the course,
yeah,
he can be deviating himself, addition. So it may not be wrong,
yeah,
of course, but the teacher...
The teacher may have added that.
A veces puede ser que el GBC o las grandes autoridades de ISKCON sí establecieron las cosas realmente como son.
The course and the
puede ser la persona que sí, que dé el curso, el facilitador, sí está totalmente desviado. De lo
the
que
course from the GBC will be proper.
El curso que da
but
el
the teacher, he added his own bogus things to the course. The course itself... is proper, but the teacher is throwing in some things that are not correct. That's the problem.
Pero a veces pasa you... que el, como el maestro facilitador que está dando el curso sea un bogey, alguien que esté totalmente desviándose en las instrucciones de la Prabhupada.
So the only devotees that can be allowed to teach these courses are the ones who keep the course as it is. If they throw in something that's not true, then they should not be allowed to teach the course.
Las personas que den el curso tienen que explicar todo tal como es. De la otra manera, si meten ideas personales, tienen que ser sacados del curso, de facilitar.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yo quisiera volver un poco al principio del punto que parece que se perdió, que era como de, hay una, con esto de afeitarse y lavarse, que si, no se trata de que seamos todos unos robots que parecemos lo mismo, ¿no? Porque cada uno tiene su individualidad en algún sentido. Entonces, ¿cómo hacer, combinar bien esas dos cosas? De que por un lado sí seguimos bien las instrucciones de Prabhupada, pero por otro lado también no dejamos de ser nosotros mismos.
He said that one has to be ourself, and some devotees can follow or not follow. The beard, mustache, and hair, how we can live in harmony with the devotees who can follow and who can follow.
Well, we should be compassionate on those who were.
And I know, I can say that.
Okay, go ahead.
I can say that. Sometimes it looks that we are robots, all with the same thing or with the same.
Oh yeah, because we if I. In other words, if I shave, I'm a robot, and if I don't shave, I'm not a robot, right?
Es como si me afeito, soy un robot, y si no me afeito, no soy un robot.
If I follow Prabhupada, I'm considered to be a robot, and if I don't follow him, I'm not a robot. Well, I'd rather be a Prabhupada robot than to be a Kali non-robot.
Prefiero ser como un robot de Srila Prabhupada que un no robot de Maya.
But actually, by following Prabhupada, I'm not a robot.
Pero de hecho,
I shave every day because Prabhupada said we should shave, keep shaving, you see. So does that make me a robot? Because I follow Prabhupada, I'm a robot? No. One who does not follow the spiritual master, they are a robot conducted by the three modes of material nature.
No, realmente es al revés. Aquel que no sigue las instrucciones del maestro espiritual es un robot de las modalidades de la naturaleza.
Those who deviate from Prabhupada, they are the robots. They're being controlled by the modes of nature.
Aquellos que se desvían de las instrucciones
Those who,
son un robot de las
those who follow Srila Prabhupada, they are not the robots. Those who deviate, they are the robots.
Aquellos que siguen a Srila Prabhupada no son robots. Aquellos que se desvían de Srila Prabhupada sí son robots.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A medida que el movimiento se vaya masificando, normal, es algo normal, no es un mismo normal que está ocurriendo, sino todo va a seguir el estándar ideal. A medida que el movimiento se va masificando,
and the movement is getting bigger and bigger,
que ya se está viendo un poco, no todo, que se está viendo un poco, no todo el mundo sigue un estándar ideal.
Not every devotee has the proper standard.
Every devotee, what? What's that?
When the movement is bigger and bigger and bigger, yeah. Nowadays, some devotees can follow strictly, and some devotees can.
It's naturally, strictly. As the movement gets bigger, you're going to have more people who cannot strictly follow. It's a bad. Okay.
He said that to be shaved is like only for monks.
Más monástico. Y se ve que aquellos devotos que usan barba, algunos de ellos que usan barba y el pelo largo.
Wait a minute. I want to stop. I'm going to interject something here. A shaven head. Those who were working outside, they don't have to have a shaved head. That's a fact. One of my godbrothers, he was working a job, and for his initiation, he had the hair. And the Prabhupada said, "Why he has the hair? You can translate." And the devotee said, "Oh, Prabhupada, he has a job." Then Prabhupada said, oh, he is responsible. So shaved head is not required when you're, for those who are working outside, it's not required. But shaven face is required, not a shaven head.
Pero sí, sí afeitarse la cara, eso sí es requerido. How can we live together with some devotees who change
Japa
and have long hair and so on?
By being very kind.
Siendo muy amables.
And being very tolerant.
Siendo muy tolerantes.
And just like yesterday, there was a program. I was the speaker of the program. There was some devotees there with a beard. Did I get angry and leave? No.
Dice, por ejemplo, ayer en el programa donde fuimos a predicar había devotos con barba, todos así con el pelo, y yo me enojé y me fui. No.
Prabhupada was very tolerant and kind also.
Shrila Prabhupada también era muy tolerante y amable.
We have to be compassionate and friendly to all the devotees.
At
the same time, we have to preach and encourage them to come to the proper standard.
Pero de la misma modo tenemos que animarlos, alentarlos a ir de a poco al estándar.
It's not that if a devotee has a beard, I hate him because he has a beard. No.
No, no es que tiene barba, entonces te odio porque tienes barba.
He's welcome. I love all the devotees. They're all very dear to me. So I'll look for an opportunity to help him understand what Prabhupada's standard is if I get the chance. If not, I'll just tolerate him.
Si tengo la oportunidad, les predico para llevarlos al estándar más elevado. Y si no tengo una oportunidad de predicarles, bueno, simplemente los dejo y los amo igual.
Podemos decir que yo quizás lo comprendo. Podemos decir y yo lo comprendo así.
We can say that he also thinks that.
Lo que Shila Prabhupada dice con respecto a algunas cosas, por ejemplo, barba, bigote, es el estilo Shila Prabhupada, pero podemos ver que los pasatiempos son Chaitanya, muchos devotos usan pelo largo, tenían barba, bigote.
He said that Shila Prabhupada said no beard, no head, no,
yeah,
no shave the head, but we also can see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita some devotees have the long hair.
Yes, Lord Chaitanya had long hair also.
Sí, el señor Chaitanya también tiene pelo largo.
So now I'll grow my long hair also. Thing is, you have to just follow Prabhupada said. Don't you understand?
Tiene que seguir lo que Srila Prabhupada dijo.
You don't imitate other Vaishnavas, you followed the instructions of Prabhupada. Don't you understand?
He's not agreeing with you. He's agreeing with you. How we can live, tolerate the devotees who don't want to have that standard?
By being in the same mood as Srila Prabhupada. That's how.
Es la manera es como estar en el mismo humor que Srila Prabhupada. De esa manera.
Being a kind and compassionate person who wants to see that everybody becomes happy.
Ver que todo el mundo de una manera compasiva y tolerante, todo el mundo esté feliz.
How much Prabhupada had to tolerate from our nonsense?
¿Cuánto tiempo Srila Prabhupada ha tolerado todas nuestras tonterías?
So we have to have that same mood of Prabhupada, that love and compassionate and tolerant mood.
Tenemos que tener esa misma modalidad de Srila Prabhupada de amor, tolerancia.
We love, a Vaishnava loves everyone.
Un Vaishnava ama todo el mundo.
He's the best friend of every single living entity in the whole universe.
Es el amigo de toda entidad viviente en este mundo material.
So he doesn't hate anybody.
Así que no odia a nadie.
He's very compassionate to encourage everybody how to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Quiere ayudar que todo el mundo evolucione y mejore su conciencia.
He knows what the proper standard is. He himself follows it.
Yeah.
And he himself follows the proper standard.
Y el devoto, así mismo, el Vaishnava sigue el estándar correcto.
And as much as he's able to, he instructs others in that standard.
Y en la medida de sus posibilidades que puede, intenta elevar a los demás.
But if they're not, they're not ready to hear it yet, then he just tolerates it.
Pero si realmente la otra persona no está preparada para oír cuál es el estándar.
And he waits, patiently waits for some time in the future when he can instruct them how to come to the proper standard.
Tolera y simplemente cuando esa persona esté dispuesta a escuchar, más adelante siendo pacientemente les va a ayudar a.
This is called leadership, the quality of leadership.
Esta es la cualidad de un líder.
A leader is very, very tolerant.
Un líder es muy tolerante.
But he has a vision of what is the proper standard.
Pero tiene una visión adecuada de cuál es el estándar apropiado.
He follows it himself.
Él mismo lo sigue.
And as opportunities permit, he gradually trains them to come to the proper standard.
Pero cuando la situación lo permite, él de a poco va elevando a las personas al estándar apropiado.
This is called mature leadership.
Esto significa liderazgo maduro.
So we've gone over time.
Así que nos fuimos un poquito del tiempo.
And we'll go ahead and stop here.
Vamos a terminar acá.
And I thank you all very, very much.
Les agradezco a todos mucho.
For your participation in this Hare Krishna movement.
En la participación en este movimiento Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.